Hey mamas, I'm Alyssa, registered dietitian, picky eating specialist, and mama of two. You're listening to the Nutrition for Littles podcast, aimed at helping you raise healthy, independent eaters. Each week, we will tackle topics like picky eating, mealtime struggles, baby-led weaning, and so much more. Let's jump right into today's topic. Hey, 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 and welcome back to the podcast. I'm so excited that you're here. Today's episode is going to be a little bit about the holidays and how you can kind of navigate this season with some grace and helping your child eat new foods and how you can set them up for success with eating, especially around the holidays. You know, if you live in the US, or honestly, I don't even know where this wouldn't be applicable, but most cultures celebrate anything, any event with food. Right. And so oftentimes, you know, Thanksgiving's coming up, Christmas is coming up, all these kind of holidays in this season are coming up, and it can make us feel a little stressed about our kid participating in the table, eating things. What are the comments we're going to get from loved ones or family members or even friends? And I just really want you to reframe this coming season, specifically with the holidays, but also, you know, every day that's normal life in between, that it is possible for you to get your kid to eat more than just the roll, more than just being a breaditarian, and actually get them to eat more food. So what we know, and if you've been following here on the podcast or on my Instagram for a while, you know that pressure is not going to lead you to where you want to be with your picky eater. Pressure can create the very environment that backfires for every parent. And I know that feels like the easiest route. It feels like what everyone else is doing. It feels like it can work in some instances. But trust me, it backfires and actually makes picky eating worse long-term, not better. So pressure is both inherent and also intentional. So of course, there's intentional pressure. This is the bribing, the begging, the pleading, guilting, overly praising, negotiating, you know, kind of things that we do oftentimes with kids. And this is all of these tactics, you know, eat three more bites, you have to stay at the table until you finish your plate, get the clean plate club and you can get a sticker, or we'll do a little dance and celebrate it. All of these things are the same tactic in different wrapping paper. It's pressure. And that pressure explicitly will cause picky eating to get worse. Kids actually do not perform, do not learn under pressure. This is proven that our brains, when we're stressed, are far less flexible, far less apt to learning than when we're in a relaxed state. So pressure simply does not work, because learning how to like new foods is a skill. It's not, you know, I think a lot of parents like separate these things. It literally is a skill that our kids need to learn. So pressure is not going to help. Here's the thing about holidays. There is inherent pressure that is not intentional, not something you're saying or even doing necessarily, but there is felt pressure. This is why even if you're anything like me and you host Thanksgiving, you can feel stressed, even though it's like just my mom. Like my mom loves me. Like she doesn't care, but I will still feel pressure to perform or pressure to have dinner all ready at the same time. It feels higher risk or higher stakes than any other day than when my parents come over for like a Friday night dinner. It just feels higher stakes, right? It's a holiday. There is some like inherent pressure. And no matter how much we try to weed that out or get rid of it, it will likely just be there. We're sitting down at the table. Everyone looks nicer. Maybe there's a candle lit. There's a tablecloth. There's like fancier silverware. There's like inherent pressure that adds to our children around holiday meals. So no matter what we do to try and mitigate it, oftentimes it still exists. So something important to keep in mind is like, okay, we're already starting from two steps behind, right? So it's really important to, yes, try and limit the pressure, but also be prepared that pressure is going to exist for your kids. So we want to make sure that we are being proactive and not reactive in those situations and setting up hopefully the best environment that we can. Of course, we can't always control who's at the table or how they talk to our kid or how they talk to us or what foods are available. But of course, being prepared is better than nothing. I always like, no matter when there's an event or a holiday, especially birthday party, I always like to treat the holiday meal as a bonus meal. So can you feed them ahead of time? Can you bring something, you know, for the appetizers that you know that they can eat and enjoy and be filled up, where the holiday meal itself is just bonus? Like, is anything that they can eat right now just the cherry on top of their already nutritious day? Is there a way that you can set them up for that environment? Of course, with the holiday too, I think something that's really important is having a food that's available that is predictable that they would eat. And no, I'm not saying pie, although of course that will be there too. But it is important to have something available for your child to enjoy at the holidays. This is something that I think is really important when it comes to picky eaters or parenting a picky eaters around the holidays, is setting the expectations with those who will be around your child. If it's really an issue to have, you know, family members make comments towards you or towards your child, addressing it beforehand can be really helpful. The other thing I want, you know, you to be prepared for is, how are you going to respond when someone does say something or do something, or when your child refuses to eat? How are you going to respond? Play that out in your head. What's that going to look like? How are you going to respond in those situations, to have kind of, I don't know, like a backup plan? Sometimes, I don't know about you, but when my kids are struggling or I'm stressed or there's added pressure on me and they're having added pressure and they're acting a certain way that they never act like, my brain doesn't always think so great. So if I already have a plan to fall back on, then I know exactly what to do. And then I'm not kind of like stressing out about it, if that makes sense. So something with picky eaters, if you're on the route of reversing picky eating, you want them to eat more foods, holidays can actually be a really great time to do that, because we are outside of our normal environment. They are being exposed to new foods. They are, you know, maybe around different people who might be eating different foods. So even positioning can help. I have a friend of mine whose son is quite picky, but if he sees my oldest kid eat something, he's like, oh, I want that food too. Like immediately, yes, I want to eat that food. So if I was strategic, I would put my kid next to another kid who eats well. Okay, now we're not going to make this a big deal, but that can be super helpful, especially at holidays. One of my favorite tips for holidays goes with the clothing that they wear. Now, this might really surprise you, but I don't know about you. I can get sensory overloaded. I can get, you know, a little overwhelmed when my hair isn't quite right, or it's like brushing against my face too much, or I have a headband on, or my clothes are too tight, or anything like that. Our kids are the same way. So one of my favorite tips is actually to dress them in super comfy clothes. This sets the environment for them to feel comfortable. The clothes that we wear do kind of pre-set the tone of the environment that we're in. So that's one of my favorite tips. And one of the last tips I want to leave you with is to try and introduce a food that's you're going to see during the holiday earlier than just at the holiday. If it's their first time seeing a food, while that might go really well, it also is going to set you up for success to show them that food ahead of time. So one of my favorite things to do is just start bringing in some of those foods beforehand, like mashed potatoes is a great one to start with, to start exposing your child to those foods beforehand, so that when the big day comes, it's not their first time. Hopefully that food can be one of their safe foods available, and they can really kind of have a head start on the holiday. Okay, if this was helpful for you, if you want more tips, I'm going to leave some links in the description box. One is my training that takes less than an hour for you to complete. It's going to walk you through the steps of reversing picky eating. Most people see results within about 2 weeks. And so, you know, we've got some time here before the big holidays start hitting. So if you want to start working on that, you can absolutely start to see wins with that information in hand. The second one, we are running a Black Friday sale soon. So as an insider on the podcast, you heard it here first. We are running a Black Friday sale, and that is coming very soon. I'm actually going to link in the description box essentially a priority list. If you want to know about the sale first, if you want some of the best bonuses, hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, I would be on this list. Not only are you going to get first access to some of the exclusive limited bonuses available, but you'll also be notified right away when the sale starts so that you don't miss it. So if you've been waiting for our best sale of the year on my Picky Eating Reversal course, my program where you get to learn directly from me in depth, walk you step by step through the process of reversing picky eating, handling all of the troubleshooting that goes along with that, getting access to the root cause quiz to figure out what your child's root cause is, and then using that root cause strategy roadmap to make your own plan to reverse picky eating in your child, get your name on that list. Okay, you're going to find out first. I don't want you to miss it. And this is a great opportunity to get some exclusive bonuses we've never done before. Super excited about that one. All right. I hope this episode was helpful for you. I hope you enjoy the holidays. I hope you are having a good beginning to the holiday season. And I just know when things start off on the right foot, they tend to end on the right foot. So I'm really hopeful for that season for you. And of course, join me here next week for a brand new episode. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope you're walking away with some tangible ways to bring peace to your mealtimes. And if you like this episode, please subscribe and tell all your mom friends. And as always, the best compliment you can give me is leaving a rating and written review, which also helps other mamas like you find this podcast too. You can find more from me on Instagram at Nutrition for Littles. Do you have a question you'd like me to answer on the podcast? Email me at Alyssa@nutritionforlittles.com. All right, until next time, mamas.